Welcome to the deep dive. We sift through the sources, the research, all the insights to bring you what really matters. Today, we're getting stuck into a topic that hits close to home for a lot of local communities. It's about how pubs can actually genuinely thrive using Facebook and Instagram ads.
Mm.
We've all heard it, haven't we? You have a landlord boosts a post, maybe a slightly blurry photo of the quiz night.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Mm. And then, you know, the conclusion is social media ads just, well, they don't work.
Right. A common story.
But that's really a misconception we want to unpack today. Our mission really is to show you how pubs, even ones with, you know, pretty tight budgets, can use smart, targeted social ads to seriously boost footfall and profits, turning clicks into clinks, as they say.
It's such a crucial distinction, isn't it?
It really is.
Because what's truly fascinating here is how just getting a bit deeper, understanding the mechanics underneath social media can just completely flip a pub's whole marketing game. You're absolutely right. The local pub, it faces huge pressures now. Organic visibility, you know, seeing your normal posts, it's plummeted.
Hmm.
You've got fierce competition from the big chains. And then there's the whole convenience economy. You know, staying in with Netflix, getting food delivered.
Deliveroo, yeah.
Exactly. So just sort of having a page and checking up a post now and then, it just doesn't cut it anymore. This isn't really about checking money at ads. It's about putting it where it counts, spending it intelligently, recognizing things have really shifted online.
Okay, so if just boosting isn't the answer, what's the harsh truth? What are pubs really up against on social media right now?
Yeah, the sources are pretty blunt about it.
They call it the harsh truth, don't they? That simple, generic, boosted post like, quiz night Tuesday, 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Our sources, they pretty much say that's like pouring your budget down the drip tray.
Oof. Yeah, it's a vivid picture.
It really is. And it points to something quite stark, doesn't it? In, well, now 2025, less than 5%. Less than 5% of your followers actually see your unpaid posts. Facebook, Instagram, doesn't matter.
It's practically invisible.
Just think about that. You put the effort in, build a following, and almost nobody sees it. It's just gone.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, those chain pubs, you know, your direct competitors, they're not just posting.
No, they're playing a different game.
They're running these tight, geo-targeted campaigns with multiple creatives, and they're getting people through the door. It's a whole different level.
And look, this isn't like an accident or bad luck. The platforms themselves, they're built to prioritize paid stuff.
Right.
And honestly, everyone's attention is just, it's pulled in a million directions. We're drowning in content.
True.
There's this great quote from Rory Sutherland, you know, from Ogilvy. He said, "The problem with logic is it kills magic."
Huh.
Yeah.
I like that.
And it fits pub advertising perfectly, doesn't it? If you just logically state, quiz at 7 p.m., yeah, it's true, but there's no magic. It won't cut through the noise.
Right. It's just information.
Exactly. Pub ads need more than just facts. They need hooks, a bit of banter, some personality, something that actually stops the scroll.
Yeah.
Think about it yourself when you're scrolling through your phone.
Mm.
What actually makes you stop and look?
Mm-hmm.
It's hardly ever just a plain announcement, is it? It's usually something that, I don't know, makes you chuckle or sparks some curiosity or feels a bit personal.
That magic over logic idea, yeah, that really hits home. But let's be real for a second. A lot of pub landlords, they hear ads and they just think, expensive. You know, that's for the big brands, not for me. Is that fair? Or is there actually a chance here, even for the little guys with small budgets?
That is such a common thought. And, you know, it's understandable, isn't it, given how online ads can sometimes feel? But this is where the sources get really, really interesting.
Mm.
Because pubs don't need huge budgets to make this work. Seriously, even something like £5 a day can be incredibly effective if you do it right.
£5 a day? Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Look at this case study. It's brilliant. A pub in Manchester, right? They spent just £75 over 2 weeks. 75 quid. On ads just for their quiz night.
Okay.
The result, 20 teams booked a table in advance, and that generated over £1,200 in extra sales on the night.
Wow, from £75.
Yep. That's a 16x return on their ad spend, 16 times.
That's huge. So what was the secret then? It wasn't the budget, clearly.
Exactly. It was the strategy. First, they used engaging copy, a bit of banter, like who's the cleverest team in town, you know, gets people involved.
Fine.
Second, really tight targeting, just a 2 mile radius around the pub, locals only.
Makes sense.
And third, and this is key, they ran the ads for 3 specific days leading up to it, not just one quick boost and forget, a proper little campaign.
Okay, those numbers are seriously motivating. It just shows, doesn't it? A small, smart investment can bring back way more. It's definitely about how you spend it, not just how much.
Precisely. It's strategy over brute force.
And the basic math seems to support this too. You mentioned the cost per click locally can be pretty low, like 20p to 60p.
That's right. Often surprisingly low in local areas. So let's say you spend that £5 a day. That might get you, what, maybe 30 clicks, give or take?
Okay.
Now, if only three of those clicks turn into actual bookings, say, three tables coming in, spending maybe £40 or £50 each.
Right. Easy on a quiz night.
Suddenly, that £5 ad spend has brought in maybe £150 in sales. That's like a 10x, 20x return right there, easily.
That's incredible ROI.
And this isn't just a one-off fluke. Stats from places like HubSpot back this up. Properly targeted local ads that consistently outperform generic ones by like 200, 300% on ROI. For a local pub, that changes everything. It makes ads a potential profit driver, not just a cost line.
Okay, the opportunity is clearly massive. But if it's that good, why are so many pubs seemingly getting it wrong or feeling like they're wasting money on ads? What are the common mistakes?
Yeah, it usually comes down to a few kind of understandable errors. Often it's just lack of marketing knowledge or, frankly, lack of time, right? Pub landlords are busy people.
Absolutely.
So let's break down the big ones. First, mistake number one, boost instead of build. We've touched on this. Hitting that easy boost post button feels simple.
Tempting, yeah.
Very tempting, but it gives you hardly any control over who sees it, and you're usually just pushing one ad creative, the visual and the text. The results usually pretty weak.
So what's the build part?
That means going into Facebook and Instagram's ads manager. Think of it like the pro toolkit.
Okay, the proper dashboard.
Exactly. That's where you can really choose your audience precisely, pick where your ads show up, like just in the feed or in stories or reels, and crucially, test out multiple different ads, different creatives.
Got it. So ads managers, like, instead of just shouting out the pub door, you're choosing exactly who gets the message and what the message is.
Perfect analogy. Okay, mistake number two, target too wide. Pubs sometimes think bigger is better, trying to reach everyone.
Yeah, cast the net wide.
But you don't need random folks 30 miles away clicking your ad. You want locals, people within walking or short driving distance.
Yeah.
It's quality of reach, not just quantity.
Right. Focus on the people who can actually come in.
Then mistake three. Post once. You know that single boosted post for the quiz night? It's just not enough noise. It gets lost. Instead, you need what the sources call ad stacks.
Ad stack.
Yeah, basically running multiple different ads for the same event. Maybe one's funny, one has a great photo, one highlights the prize, different hooks for different folks.
Okay. Covering more bases.
Exactly. And finally, mistake number four, and it's a biggie. Measure likes, not sales. Vanity metrics. Likes feel good, comments are nice.
But they don't pay the brewery, do they?
Precisely. The sources hammer this home. A like doesn't equal a pint sold. Real ROI is bookings, tables filled, bums on seats, actual people spending actual money. That's the only metric that truly matters.
Bums on seats. Love it. Okay, so avoid boosting. Target local. Use multiple ads. Track sales, not likes. That makes sense. You mentioned a pub ad funnel. How does that help structure things?
Yeah, the funnel just provides a simple way to think about the customer journey with your ad. It's got three basic steps. One, awareness. Locals see your ad. Maybe it's simple, like red or blue this Sunday. Thief, watch the match here. Just
Yeah,
getting on their radar.
see it.
Two, engagement. They actually interact. They might like it, comment, tag their mates. We'll smash this quiz up. They're showing interest now.
Right, they're leaning in.
Three, conversion. This is the goal. They actually book a table, maybe click a link to reserve a roast slot, or simply decide to walk in because they saw the ad. Last 2P meter roast slot left book now. That's the action.
Awareness, engagement, conversion. Simple but effective.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, this funnel thinking helps turn that casual glance at an ad into someone actually walking through your door.
Right, so it's not just random ads, it's guiding people towards coming in.
Yeah.
But how do we make this practical? Like, what does a good ad actually look like?
This is where templates come in super handy. Templates beat guesswork every time. Think of it like your pub's menu board, right? You don't
Yeah.
redesign it from scratch every single week. You have a structure and you just plug in the specials.
Okay, yeah, makes sense.
So the sources give us these proven structures. Let's walk through a quiz night ad template example.
Perfect.
Okay, first, the hook needs to grab attention. Something engaging, maybe a bit cheeky. Who's the cleverest team in town? Oh, it is. Using emojis helps too.
Nice and simple. Visuals.
A visual idea. Yeah, a decent photo of a pint with a trivia sheet works, but honestly, even better is a short video, like a reel, showing the last winning team celebrating. Loads of energy, social proof. It shows the vibe.
Okay. Show, don't just tell.
Exactly. Then the caption, keep it punchy, think you're clever, prove it Tuesday, tables booking fast, drop your team name and such. Creates urgency, encourages engagement, right there in the comments.
Drop your team name, clever, gets comments. Targeting.
Targeting, super specific. That 2 mile radius around the pub. And add interests like local sports plus trivia or pub quizzes narrows it right down.
And the budget and timing?
Budget, that £5 a day we talked about. And the timing is crucial. Run it for 3 specific days. Maybe start 3 days before the quiz, then run it again the day before, and then a final push on the day itself keeps it top of mind.
That constant drumbeat, yeah.
And you can adapt this template thinking for everything. Match day, Sunday roast, karaoke night. Just swap out the hook, visual, and details.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Because these aren't just theories. They're practical, actionable things a pub can literally start doing tomorrow.
Absolutely. And, you know, using AI to quickly whip up some visuals, like you said, that's a smart shortcut now, too. Need a pick for the match day ad. Prompt something like, crowd in a British pub watching football on a big screen, cheering. Saves loads of time.
Good tip.
Yeah.
So beyond these templates, what are the sort of underlying frameworks that make these ads actually work so well?
Okay, there are really 3 core strategies powering this. First, as we said, that tight georadius targeting, 1 to 2 miles.
Yeah.
It's fundamental. You're focusing your limited budget laser sharp on the people most likely to actually visit. Facebook and Instagram Ads Manager lets you draw that circle right around your pub.
Hyperlocal. Got it.
Second, ad stacking. Remember, using multiple different ads creatives for the same event. Maybe you test a banter hook ad against a visual hook ad, great for a video, and an offer hook ad mentioning a prize or drinks deal. See which one hits best. Running just one ad is leaving results on the table.
Right, test and learn.
Exactly. And third, a smart retargeting strategy. This is gold. It's about showing specific ads only to people who've already interacted with you somehow. Maybe they liked your Facebook page, or they clicked on a previous ad but didn't book, or they watched most of your promo video.
So you're reminding them, gently nudging them back.
Precisely. It's like saying, hey, remember us. That quiz is tonight. It's often much cheaper and more effective to convert someone who's already warm.
Okay. Geotargeting, ad stacking, retargeting, yeah, all of the stuff. So once we're doing all this, running these smarter campaigns, how do we actually know if it's working? Because, like you said, likes don't pay the bills.
Exactly. Critical point. We have got to stop obsessing over those vanity metrics. Likes, follows, video views. They feel nice, but they don't directly tell you if you made money.
So what do we track? Bums on seats, but how in the ads manager?
We need to track things that connect directly to revenue. Let's make it pub friendly. 3 key things. 1, cost per engagement, CPE. Okay, this is borderline vanity, but it tells you roughly how much you paid for each like, comment, share on the ad itself. Useful for comparing which ad creative is grabbing attention cheaply.
Okay, a basic health check.
2, cost per booking, CPB. Now we're talking. If you have an online booking system for tables or roast dinners, you can track this. How much ad money did it cost you to get 1 confirmed booking? That's powerful.
Ah, directly linking spend to a table filled. Nice.
And 3, the big one. Return on ad spend, ROAS. This is simply your total sales generated from the ad campaign divided by how much you spent on the ads.
Sales divided by spend, the ultimate proof.
Well, let's run those numbers again, make it real.
Yeah.
Say you spend £50 on ads for the Sunday roast. Your booking system, or even just asking people when they call, tells you those ads brought in 15 bookings. You know each table spends about £40 on average.
Okay.
That's £600 in sales, £40 by 15 tables. You spent £50 on ads, so £600 divided by £50, that's a 12-ac ROAS.
12 times your money back. Now that proves the ads are working.
That's how you justify the spend. That's how ads become an investment, not an expense.
Okay, those are some seriously compelling numbers. So, say a pub owner starts small, gets that 12-ac ROAS. They're obviously going to want to do more. How do they scale up smartly? How do they grow this without suddenly wasting money? Is there a system?
Yes, absolutely. There's a smart scaling system the sources talk about. It's a logical way to grow without just, you know, blindly throwing more cash at it.
Okay, lay it on us.
Step 1, test 3 creatives. Like we discussed for the quiz night, always start by testing different angles, banter versus visual versus offer prize. Let the early data show you what your audience actually responds to.
Let the clicks decide.
Step 2, double down on the winner. Once you see one creative is clearly getting better results, lower cost per booking, higher engagement, put more budget behind that one. Maybe take it from £5 a day up to £10 a day and pause the ones that aren't working as well. Optimize.
Makes sense. Back in winter.
Step 3, layer your placements. Maybe you started just showing ads in the Facebook feed because it's easiest. Now, add Instagram stories and reels. They reach people differently, often younger demographics. And definitely add that retargeting layer we talked about.
Expand where the winning ad appears.
Step 4, stack your calendar. Don't just advertise the quiz. Get into a rhythm. Run campaigns for the Saturday match day, the Sunday roast, maybe a midweek karaoke or live music night. Build a consistent presence with ads promoting all your key events. Consistency builds momentum.
So it becomes part of the weekly routine almost.
Exactly. And we've seen this work wonders. Pub B, another example, used this system for Sunday roasts and hit a 20x ROI consistently. Pub C focused on match days and saw their bar sales jump by 35% on those days, directly attributed to the ads.
Wow. 20 times ROI on roasts. 35% sales lift.
Yeah.
That's transformative for a local pub.
It really is. And, you know, this raises an important question. How do we make sure these ads aren't just bringing people in once, but actually help build loyalty for the long run?
Yeah, that's a great point. Moving beyond just selling the next event. Because really, you want regulars, not just one-off visitors. Can ads help with that retention piece?
Absolutely. Ads can totally feed the flywheel of customer retention, building those longer-term relationships. You just need to think a bit more creatively about the ad types.
Okay, like what?
Well, think about running loyalty pass ads. Promote a simple digital punch card, maybe, you know, buy 9 pints, get the 10th free, tracked via a QR code or simple app. Target people who've engaged before.
Ah, rewarding loyalty directly via an ad. Clever.
Or birthday pint ads. You can actually target ads on Facebook and Instagram to people whose birthday is coming up within the next week, living in your local radius. Imagine getting an ad offering you a free pint for your birthday at your local.
That feels really personal. I'd probably take them up on that.
Right. And what about WhatsApp VIP ads? Run an ad encouraging your regulars, or people who engage a lot, to join a closed WhatsApp group or broadcast list. Then you can share exclusive offers, early menu previews, last-minute table availability directly with your most loyal fans.
Building a little community and inner circle.
Exactly. These aren't just selling an event. They're building connection and rewarding loyalty.
So why is that retention piece so vital then?
Because that's where the real sustainable profit is.
Yeah.
Getting someone in for one quiz is great. Getting them to come back every week for the quiz, plus maybe pop in for a pint on Friday. That's how you build a truly thriving business. That loyalty, that regular custom, is the bedrock.
Yeah.
If we connect this back to the bigger picture, using ads strategically like this moves you way beyond just chasing the next sale. It helps you build a solid, growing business with a core of regulars who feel genuinely connected to the place.
Fantastic. Okay, let's try and quickly wrap up the core insights from this whole deep dive. It feels like a big shift in thinking.
Definitely.
So number one, ads matter in 2025 because your normal posts just aren't seen. Organic reach is pretty much dead.
Sad but true.
Two, there's a massive ROI opportunity, even with tiny budgets like £5 a day, if you do it smartly.
The Manchester example proves it. 16x ROI.
Three, use templates and frameworks. Geotargeting, ad stacking, retargeting. Stop guessing. Use what works.
Templates beat guesswork. Always.
And four, track what actually matters. Bookings, sales, ROAS. Bums on seats, not vanity likes.
Measure what moves the needle.
Right. Now, some quickfire FAQs we probably should cover. How much should a pub realistically budget to start?
Good question. Sources suggest starting small and focused. Maybe £30 to £50 for a specific event campaign, like the quiz night. Prove it works on that scale first, then scale up confidently based on those positive ROAS numbers.
Start small, prove ROI, then grow. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
What about Instagram? Is it worth bothering with ads there or just stick to Facebook?
Oh, absolutely worth it. A resounding yes, especially if you want to reach, say, the 18 to 35 crowd. And right now in 2025, Instagram Reels and Stories ads are often outperforming standard feed ads. You need to be there. It's not an either, it's both.
Okay, Instagram is a must, especially Reels and Stories.
Yeah.
The single biggest mistake you see pubs making with their ads, if you had to pick one.
Running them too late. Easily the most common killer of campaigns. People boost a post the day before or even on the day. It's not enough time. Successful campaigns, the ones that really drive bookings, need to start maybe 7, even 10 days before the event. Build awareness gradually. Then maybe have another push 24 hours before. But don't leave it till the last minute. Give the ads time to work.
Plan ahead. Run ads early. Got it. So, wrapping this all up, what does this really mean for you, the listener, whether you run a pub, work in one, or just love your local?
I think it means ads stop being the scary, expensive thing you might try. They become, potentially, your single biggest lever for profit and growth. The power isn't in just spending money. It's in understanding the frameworks, the targeting, the creatives, the funnel, the measurement. It's about ditching that lazy boost habit and embracing these smarter, data-driven ways of reaching your community.
Right.
Pubs have this incredibly powerful and actually very accessible tool right at their fingertips to not just scrape by, but properly thrive, even in a tough market. It just takes that shift in approach.
What an absolutely fascinating deep dive we've had. We've gone from, you know, debunking that myth around the simple boost post showing why it's often just wasted money, to uncovering how really strategic, targeted campaigns, even on a shoestring budget, can bring in incredible returns.
Yeah, the potential is huge.
It really hammers home the power of being informed, being intentional with your marketing. It's not just noise. It's a real tool. So thank you for joining us on this exploration today.
And maybe just a final thought to leave you with. As you think about all this, consider not just what events your local pub promotes, but how they're inviting the community in. Is it just an announcement, or is it an invitation to belong, to connect? The real choice pubs face isn't whether to advertise anymore. It's whether to use these tools smartly, to turn those fleeting online interactions into genuine, lasting patronage. Think about it. What untapped potential, what community connection could your local unlock with this kind of targeted, thoughtful approach? Something to ponder.